Are blondes really less intelligent? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Jay Zagorski, research scientist at The Ohio State University, discusses whether the stereotype is real or just a myth.
There is a long-standing belief that women with blonde hair are dumb. This belief is reinforced by TV sitcoms, movies, and dumb blonde jokes. My recently published research used a large national survey and found white women with blonde hair are not dumb. Instead, IQ tests reveal the average white woman with blonde hair is no less intelligent than women with other hair color. Results suggest there's even a chance they might be a little bit smarter. Why does a serious academic investigate questions like, are blondes dumb? Discrimination and prejudice are a reality in today's world. My goal is to investigate prejudice using a non-threatening, even fun topic, since prejudice often doesn't stand up to scrutiny. The research was done using data from the National Longitudinal Surveys. These surveys randomly select groups of people, primarily teenagers, and then follow these individuals their entire lives. The U.S. government funds these surveys not to understand if blondes are dumb or smart. Instead, they're trying to understand serious matters like why some people do poorly in the labor market and others succeed. Because the same individuals are interviewed over and over, it's useful for the interviewers to know the respondents' physical characteristics. This ensures the right person is questioned. One survey asked, "What is your natural hair color?" The Department of Defense provided funding to compare the intelligence of all U.S. teenagers with those of military recruits. Putting the hair color and IQ information together shows the dumb blonde stereotype is a myth. If believing in something silly like blondes are dumb is not true, imagine how many other prejudices are also wrong.
That was Jay Zagorski of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.